the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Romney's fellow Republicans and the conservative pundit class are getting nervous about this whole tax issue. And we know that one of Romney's most prominent supporters, Governor Chris Christie, had this to say about it.
What I would say to Governor Romney is, if you have tax returns to put out, you should put them out. You put them out sooner rather than later, because it's always better, in my view, to have complete disclosure, especially when you're the front runner.
One of your most influential and important surrogates, essentially, that's a kick in the you-know-what. Release those tax returns, Governor Romney.
Republican Senator Scott Brown told right-wing radio today, Romney, quote, certainly has to release his returns.
If there's anything in there that is going to help us lose the election, we should know it before the nomination. And if there's nothing in there, why not release it?
Did this guy, like, lose his tax returns at a house fire or something? I mean, where are they?
That's from a new web ad targeting Mitt Romney and the growing questions over his tax returns. And Romney doesn't seem to be helping the situation very much. He promised to release his records this past spring, you may remember, and then he filed for an extension this week, and his tax return won't be available until weeks before the election. So that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of what the political corners are talking about. Here's host Derek Hunter with Ann Coulter about the reasons she believes we need Mitt Romney to be the president.
I imagine you're rather happy that it looks like the nomination is wrapped up for your man Mitt.
Yes, I'm thrilled, and especially in a week when we find out not only are federal employees spending our hard-earned tax money to go party in Las Vegas, but also they can frequent prostitutes in Colombia. I'm thinking what this country really needs right now is a Bain Capital turnaround guy.
We really need something, for the love of God. Yeah, let's talk about that. The GSA is spending money like they earn it out in Las Vegas, and then there was the one employee that was flown from Denver to Hawaii for a one-hour ribbon-cutting ceremony. The guy gets 5 days in Hawaii. Because why? Why does somebody have to go from the GSA out to Hawaii? How couldn't you hire an actor to pretend to be GSA? Who's going to know? Are there a bunch of kids clamoring out there going, oh, man, I can't believe we're finally getting to meet a real-life bureaucrat. And they don't have, like, bureaucrat trading cards where they're like, oh, my God, that's Herman Johnson, man. He's level C4. I got to get his autograph. But when you're spending other people's money, it doesn't occur to you to not waste it. So you hop on the plane, you go out there for the 5 days for a one-hour ceremony, and you never think you're going to get caught because you're more likely to die than you are to ever be fired.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's shocking how money is wasted in Washington, how there's no sense of responsibility.
They find new and creative ways to waste it. It's not like normal ways. They're just like, oh, well, let's try this. You can heat your home with cash.
Right. Even in places where there isn't this sort of really callous disregard for the taxpayer, it was striking to me going from a New York City law firm to go work for the United States Senate, and those are people who are not, you know, partying in Las Vegas or going to see prostitutes in Colombia, but still, the work ethic in government, people in government have no idea what it's like in a real profit-making business, I genuinely think what this country needs more than anything else right now is Mitt Romney. And even with my Chris Christie partisanship, I think Romney is going to be a better president that the country needs more than even my love, Chris Christie. We really need that right now. Pretty much anyone you send from the private sector to Washington is going to have his head spin with how money is wasted. But someone who was specifically spent his life turning around bankrupt businesses, I can't wait for Mitt Romney to get started.
Well, I hope he gets that opportunity. As you know, I wasn't necessarily a Romney guy from the beginning, but I'm going to vote for that guy with the R after his name as many times as they will let me. Not living in Chicago, it's probably only going to be once.
Right, twice, and not being a registered Democrat.
After a pause, we'll have some more on Romney. And who else is running? Is there somebody else running on the Republican side? A couple of people, but I think the focus now pretty much is on Mitt Romney. Back to that in a moment here on the Countdown.
Restaurant owners spend countless hours fretting over food stock and prices, catering to customers, and supervising staff. How do they stay on top of business and make time for a healthy meal? Megan Walhood and Jeremy Daniels, owners of Portland, Oregon-based Viking Soul Food, responded with a simple answer. Plan ahead and eat a good breakfast. Hunger can lead to overeating, so breakfast is very important. Quick ideas that they suggest will satisfy include taking a slice of whole grain bread, spreading it with crunchy peanut butter, and topping it with a slice of Jarlsberg cheese. Pop it in the toaster oven or under the broiler, then eat it with a sliced apple. Or try this egg and cheese wrap. In a lightly oiled skillet, scramble two eggs. Add diced tomato, chive or scallion, plus a handful of baby spinach or arugula. You can also use leftover salad. Add diced Jarlsberg cheese to melt, and then roll it up in your favorite flatbread. Breakfast has never been easier, healthful, and more satisfying. For more recipes, visit www.jarlsbergusa.com. That's Jarlsberg with a J.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads long distances using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Facility maintenance pros, ask yourself this question. Self? Does managing my facility's inventory drive me crazy? If yourself answered yes, then Grainger, the best resource for facility supplies, offers KeepStock, a service that helps take the cost out of managing your inventory. With KeepStock, you'll know exactly what you have, where to find it when you need it, and you can stop all this talking to yourself. To learn more, contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As we proceed on our talk radio review, here's Chuck Todd and Garrett Hake talking about Mitt Romney and a fundraiser he held over the weekend where he shared some new details with donors about his presidential plans, details that he hasn't yet mentioned on the campaign trail.
Now that Romney is the presumptive nominee, he's focused on raising money for the fall campaign. In a speech to donors at a closed-door fundraiser in Palm Beach, Florida, Romney laid out plans to consolidate federal agencies, reform the tax code, and win back Latino voters in specific terms that he has not yet offered in public on the campaign trail. NBC's Garrett Hake is our embed with the Romney campaign, and he was traveling with them.
A lot of the folks who are here and giving to Governor Romney and both hosts of his two events here had already written six- and seven-figure checks to Restore Our Future, the super PAC backing his campaign. And the Romney campaign's not really excited to have press here. They don't advise these events. Press aren't allowed inside. But you do get a little bit of a sense of the kind of folks who are coming to these events and the checks they're able to write just by checking out the cars in the parking lot. You see Porsches, Mercedes-Benz, Land Rovers, even one Maserati. And don't worry, if you bring your nice car to an event like this, you don't have to park it yourself. Complimentary valet parking is included with the price of admission.
Now, Romney's speech was overheard by a couple of reporters on a sidewalk below, including Garrett. On the trail, Romney had said he'll shrink the size of government, but he's not offered specifics on which agencies would go. But we got a clue last night. Here's what Romney said, quote, things like housing and urban development, which my dad was the head of, that might not be around later. Romney also said he'd dramatically restructure the Department of Education, saying it will be consolidated or become, quote, a heck of a lot smaller. He added, though, that he learned in his 1994 Senate campaign that proposing to eliminate the agency was just too politically damaging. In fact, at many moments last night, campaign tactics were running theme, which may not be surprising given that the audience of major donors are likely political junkies as well. Both Romney and his wife, Ann, who also spoke, called last week's Hillary Rosen flap a, quote, gift to the campaign. And Ann said this, quote, it was my early birthday present for someone to be critical of me as a mother, and that was really a defining moment, and I loved it. Also for the first time, Romney, whose own tax rate has become a focus of the president's campaign against him, offered details about which deductions he'd get rid of in order to pay for a 20% across-the-board tax cut. Quote, I'm going to probably eliminate for high-income people the second home mortgage deduction, probably limit or eliminate deductions for state income tax, state property tax, by virtue of doing what he argued will get the same tax revenue, but will have lower rates, he said. Now, the Romney campaign did not dispute the quotes, but would not comment any further. By the way, Romney also discussed immigration. It was a remarkably candid admission about Hispanic voters and the fall campaign.
Here's host Gene Mueller talking to ABC's political reporter Steve Roberts about rumors surrounding who Mitt Romney may be considering as a running mate.
The big question here in the Badger State, Steve, is who's he going to pick for a running mate? What are Paul Ryan's chances of being number two on this ticket?
I think they're pretty good. All of the vibrations we got from that period when Romney campaigned with Ryan during the primaries, first of all, they seemed to get along very well. Second of all, obviously Wisconsin is on every list of swing states, whether the list is 9 or 12, Wisconsin's at the top of every list. Third, Ryan's expertise in economics plays to Romney's strength. You know, sometimes people say, well, you pick someone who's opposite from you, but sometimes you pick someone who reinforces your strengths. Bill Clinton, when he picked Al Gore, he picked someone from an adjoining state, someone who was his generation, but someone who reinforced his message of a new generation. Ryan could reinforce the Romney message that what we can bring as Republicans to the table is financial expertise and financial responsibility. So I'm not saying he's going to get it, but I think he's definitely going to be on the short list.
New York Times has a story this morning about Ryan and Romney in that the more Romney embraces the Ryan budget, the less wiggle room it's going to give him if he tries to win over some moderates. Do you see that as being an issue?
Yeah, it is an issue. Paul Ryan's budget is trying to, honestly, you don't have to agree with it to respect its sincerity. Paul Ryan is a serious person, and he's trying seriously to come up with a blueprint that will make a dent in the budget deficit. Problem is that any serious attempt to deal with the budget deficit delivers bad news. There's no easy way to deal with the deficit. Either you got to reduce programs or raise taxes or do both. There's no magic wand. So when you're serious, you open yourself to political charges and political vulnerability. And that's the problem. Ryan is being serious. He's being candid, and his budget would include serious slashes in a lot of programs Democrats care about, and that opens them to a lot of attack.
Yeah, a lot of those so-called third rail issues that can be a death for a politician if they embrace them, but there are things that have to be talked about for sure. Here in Wisconsin as well, some buzz last week about our governor, Scott Walker, perhaps being on the short list for Mitt Romney. Is that getting any national traction?
No. Walker is far too controversial a figure. I do think that he could be a help, particularly if he survives the recall election, that he could be a help to Romney, not just in Wisconsin. Let's remember Walker's ideas spread to other states. His firm view opposing municipal unions was very popular in other Midwestern states. So Walker can be a helpful surrogate, but he's far too polarizing. Polarizing a figure. Romney wants a unifying figure, not a polarizing figure. And if he's going to pick someone from Wisconsin, it's going to be Paul Ryan. It's not going to be Walker.
All right, so that's the Republican side of things. We'll shift over to President Obama and the scandal with the Secret Service next year on the Talk Radio Countdown.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the talk media in general. That's what we overview every day at this time. Secret Service scandal. Steve Scott talking to Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney about the incident in Colombia involving members of the Secret Service with some prostitutes.
The House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, basically Congress's chief watchdog, is keeping a very close eye on that incident. New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney sits on that committee. Congresswoman, do you have some questions still about what happened in Cartagena?
Absolutely. I'm very disturbed about the allegations. The Secret Service is our elite protection unit of the federal government, and their job is absolutely critical in protecting the president and all high government officials. I've always known them to be dedicated and extremely professional. I understand the director of the Secret Service unit is investigating it now, and certainly we will be reviewing the results of that investigation, and I understand some of the committees may be having oversight hearings not only on the coming report but on other allegations and other statements.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Issa, says this latest incident is, and I'll quote him here, part of a pattern of misbehavior involving Secret Service agents. Are you aware of other incidents that perhaps we should know about?
I am not aware of other incidents. Officials traveled to New York many, many times for meetings on the economy and high tech and other things. And the Secret Service is always extremely professional, respectful, dedicated, brave. So this allegation is extremely upsetting and disturbing to me. It is not a pattern. It is a very very sought-after job. There is a great review and tests and criteria that need to be met. I am not aware of any other incident like this. And as I said, the values of America should be in their jobs, and that's how they should conduct themselves. So it is. I hope it is an isolated incident, and I believe it is.
Hosts Linda Thomas and Bill Radke with CBS's Mike Noller about how the scandal seems to have happened.
Mark, first of all, what exactly happened?
Well, we don't have an official explanation of the kind of misconduct that's being alleged.
but from sources we know that 11 members of the U.S. Secret Service, including some special agents, the rest of them officers of the Uniform Division of the Secret Service, were caught engaging with prostitutes at a hotel in Cartagena where they were staying in advance of President Obama's arrival there last week. President Obama arrived on Friday, and the story broke soon thereafter. And as you mentioned, President Obama said that if these allegations of misconduct prove true, then of course I'll be angry, he said yesterday.
Mark, what's most stunning about this is this wasn't just like one lone wolf, so to speak. This was 11 people, supposedly. 11 agents. Does this speak to some kind of systematic breakdown among the Secret Service?
You know, I think some of this may be an exaggeration. What it certainly speaks to is a lack of supervision. If there were sergeants or lieutenants, you know, present, supervisors who could say, hey, what's going on here? You know, if you want a party, there are ways to do it, but not with prostitutes and not in a foreign country and not with part of a detail that's assigned to prepare for the arrival of the president in a foreign country, then none of this would have happened. So certainly there was a breakdown in supervision on the part of the Secret Service. But you know what? All of these agents and officers know better.
Yeah, that's my point, Mark. I mean, I totally understand that supervision is important, but really, what were they thinking? They had to know this is not a good thing. This does not reflect well on the president.
Seems to me they thought they would get away with it. That's what it seems like. Hmm. Nobody's watching. They're in a foreign country. They're on their own. Secret Service, you know, usually get carte blanche wherever they go. And they thought they'd get away with it.
All right, in a moment, we'll have a former Secret Service agent here weighing in on the scandal. That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
When I'm shopping for a new car, I want the real story. Like, what do real people who own the car think of it? And I want to know what I should pay so I can get the best deal. Is that too much to ask?
We don't think so. Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com will help you find out what you should pay for a new car. Use KBB.com's advanced car valuation tools, plus get reviews from both real car owners and certified experts. At KBB.com, you get the real story. So don't shop for a new car until you've gone to KBB.com, the trusted resource.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Honda's really big sales event is monumental, almost elephantine, which means colossal inventory and jumbo-sized deals on every Honda, even the 2012 Civic, the most durable, longest-lasting car in its class. Speaking of lasting a long time, 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers won't. So get to your Honda dealer now, before everything reverts back to normal size.
Durability based on longevity. Longevity based on Polkiewicz vehicles and operation registration statistics 2001 through 2010 for Civic and competing models. See dealer for financing details.
Eric Weinmayer knew the risks. Less than 1,200 people had ever conquered Mount Everest, and more than 175 had died trying. But still he climbed, not seeing the terrifying drops or the fear on other faces. And when he reached the summit, he didn't even see the view, because Eric Weinmayer is blind. He proved it doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through this hour, I'm Doug Steffen, back into the hot hits in talk radio, focusing now on that Secret Service sex scandal. Chris Jensen talking to former Secret Service agent Dan Emmett about his overview of this incident. It's 11 agents placed on administrative leave. You probably heard the story.
I'm wondering what you thought when you heard about this. Were you surprised?
Yeah, quite honestly, Chris, I was surprised. I can tell you that during my 21 years of service, nothing like this ever came up. My first thought was, you know, God, do they have the facts straight on this? And, of course, what we're dealing with now are allegations only at this point. The investigation is ongoing, and I'm certain that the Secret Service will get to the bottom of it. Whatever the truth is, they'll find it.
We should say that prostitution is legal in parts of Colombia, so that this is not an issue of them having gone to another country and breaking the law. But how concerned are you, if this indeed happened, that this could have posed a risk? Surely they could not have not understood they were putting themselves potentially in a compromising situation.
Yeah, when Secret Service agents travel overseas, of course, they're well aware of the local laws and customs and so forth, but each one is also well aware of the fact that they are to conduct themselves in a manner consistent with the highest standards of the Secret Service. And I think that the president stated it quite well, you know, that they're out there and they're representing a lot more than just the Secret Service. They're representing America.
Well, obviously, you have a situation where it's an embarrassment, and I don't think there's anybody who would dispute the fact that it's an embarrassment. But I guess my question to you is, what should they have been doing? Was there something potentially that they should have been doing, some sort of, preparation work for the president's arrival? Is that the issue here? Or is it a Mata Hari kind of question that if they were sleeping with prostitutes, how do they know one of them wasn't trying to get information, for example, about the president's movements, where he might be in coming days? Is that the real concern here, a serious security breach?
I would say not. That's not how I'm looking at this. At this point, it seems to me an issue of personal conduct. Now, you can certainly extrapolate to the point of imagining all kinds of things. And is it possible? Could it be that this was an espionage-type operation? Anything's possible. I find it to be highly unlikely, however. Before a foreign intel service tries something like this, the people that they're going to target first have to have the information or access to something that they need. These individuals, to my understanding, were not among the Presidential Protective Division. These were support players who had no direct access to the president or any classified information.
Here's radio host Peter Boyles with callers about the significance of this story.
I think the Secret Service story is really interesting insofar as, man, I used to hold those guys in such high esteem. I read your quick email. Hey, Pete, I think the Secret Service scandal is a non-story. I hate to break the news, but sex happens. My guess is prostitution in Colombia is legal, which it is. Taking care of the president would be a rough gig, and they wanted some stress relief. I mean, it's legal. I mean, it's legal in Colombia. It would be like, how about if they went to Nevada and they took a side trip out to the Mustang Ranch?
I think the thing that's disturbing about Colombia is that the bribery or something that could have happened, you know, or they what if they could have, did something that would hinder.
No, I understand. No, now you put yourself in jeopardy. There's no question. Dean, good morning.
Hey, Pete, good morning.
Morning, sir.
Talk a little about the Secret Service. I'm actually in the fire service and have taken some classes with those guys. They're in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And I got to tell you, the most class act guys I've ever met. Crazy thing about this whole thing when I heard it come down is when I was talking to a couple of guys really trying to get, I don't want to say dirt, but hey, some stories on presidents, that kind of stuff. But those guys are so tight-lipped, wouldn't say anything bad about any of them. But the one thing that I found out that this one gentleman said who had been there through since Reagan, he said the difference between Republicans and Democrats was, do you see any differences? He said the one thing that he always saw with the Democrats versus the Republicans, the Democrats, it was always about the party. He said they always planned for the party. And I tried to, kind of figure out what he was saying with that. And he wouldn't really divulge too much more other than they always seemed like when the Democrats were in the office, that everything seemed to be directed towards having the party. So it just, when I saw
the party, meaning the Democratic Party?
No, meaning that when they would go out.
Oh, a good time.
To prepare for the president's visits, that they were setting things up for the party, meaning having a good time.
You know, you hear good and bad. If the Secret Service agents were soliciting prostitutes in Colombia, 11 Secret Service agents. Do you think that's the first time those guys ever did that?
I doubt it.
All right, we'll spend some time on Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com and let the referrals begin.
This is news from Killer Apps. I'm Brett Larson. Spring is here, and that means it's time to clean. Beyond closets, drawers, and shaking out rugs, don't forget to clean the things you've ignored the rest of the year, indoors and out. A little help from the right cleaning products will get your home ready. Take your refrigerator. When was the last time you cleaned it out? Wash surfaces with a solution of 3/4 cup of Clorox regular bleach per gallon of soapy water. Let the solution stand 5 minutes, then rinse and air dry. Bust out the Clorox disinfecting wipes to hit hard-to-reach spots like the top shelves of bookcases and the corners of cupboards. Heading outside to plant spring flowers, disinfect tools and pots to prevent the spread of any plant diseases or bacteria that might be lingering from last season. Wash and rinse pots and tools thoroughly, then soak for 5 minutes in a solution of 3/4 cup Clorox regular bleach per gallon of water. Rinse again to complete. For more spring cleaning tips like these, visit Clorox.com.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting GEICO.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Former IRS agent isn't my job title, but it gets people's attention.
Doug DeMauro, TurboTax Development Manager.
I spent years at the IRS. Now I'm at TurboTax. And my job is to make sure your TurboTax return is completely accurate. One of the things I've done is work on our audit risk meter. It helps identify situations that could trigger an audit. And we also guarantee all calculations are accurate. That way, you can feel confident your taxes are done right.
File today at TurboTax.com. Features may vary.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Man, you believe this case is going on and on. Trayvon Martin is dead and Mr. Zimmerman is charged. Megyn Kelly from Fox talks to legal analyst Mark Eaglish about the second-degree murder charge filed against Zimmerman.
Alan Dershowitz, I mean, noted attorney, had some major issues with this second-degree murder charge and with this affidavit behind it. Do you?
I respect the heck out of him. I've admired him for years, but I'm not as outraged at all like he is. This is typical. Probable cause affidavits that leave out the defense's perspective, that leave out statements that could help the public understand why the shooting took place. That happens all the time. All they need to do is put probable cause in the four corners of the arrest affidavit. That's what arguably they've done. And yes, it's thin in certain areas, but that's all they typically do.
What about, this is one of the pieces that has some folks upset. Here is, now this is the document that gets them the charges, right? This is the supporting affidavit that leads to the charges of second degree. Here's what the investigator writes in it. When the police dispatcher realized Zimmerman was pursuing Martin, he instructed Zimmerman not to do that and that the responding officer would meet him. Zimmerman disregarded the police dispatcher and continued to follow Martin, who was trying to return to his home. Well, listen to the 911 tape when the 911 operator told Zimmerman not to follow Trevon. And you tell me whether it shows that Zimmerman disregarded the police and continued to follow. Listen.
Okay. Which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
All right, sir, what is your name?
George. He ran.
So first he says he will not follow him. Then he says Trevon ran. And then there's another soundbite, which I won't take up our time with, but there's another soundbite in which he says that he lost him and that he doesn't want to give his address because he doesn't know where Trevon is.
Okay.
How do police get to the conclusion that Zimmerman disregarded the police dispatcher and continued to follow Martin? Isn't that still very much in question?
It is. However, law enforcement knows that this arrest affidavit will be used to vigorously cross-examine them. If somehow what they put in here doesn't add up, it would undermine their entire investigation. So what I have to believe is that law enforcement does have additional evidence that's not contained in this probable cause affidavit. In fact, they say we spoke with witnesses, we have affidavits, we looked at photographs, we looked at a lot of things. So they're under no obligation to put everything in the arrest affidavit.
Host Bruce St. James, Pamela Hughes, and Rob Hunter talked about the Martin case and the possibility that George Zimmerman may have been arrested only to appease an angry public.
There's more and more that we're going to keep hearing coming out of Florida, this Trayvon Martin case. And I was struck with this. You might have heard last week. Alan Dershowitz, he's a, you know, depending on what circles you run into, I suppose, they refer to him as a respected trial attorney. He's also a Harvard Law professor, so I'm going to cut him a little bit of slack. I saw him give an interview, and he said that the affidavit charging Zimmerman with a crime, the one that the special prosecutor read from and talked about just last week, the one charging him with second-degree manslaughter, was, and I'm going to use Alan Dershowitz's words, irresponsible and unethical in not including material that favors the defendant. He said he believes it will result in an acquittal.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, guess what? They are starting to pile on. Are you familiar with Bob Barr? Do you remember Bob Barr? He was he was in the House. He served... For 8 years in the U.S. House. He was from Georgia. I remember. I know when he picked him. He also was a U.S. Attorney General at one point. He was a federal U.S. Attorney General. And he wrote this morning that he's important. He says, I am not talking about guilt or innocent when it comes to George Zimmerman. He says, I'm not privy to evidence. I was not there. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about the charges. And he believes these charges are unprofessional, was his term.
It's an interesting word to use.
And he says, specifically, he believes political pressure, public opinion led them to overcharge Mr. Zimmerman. And he says, if you just read, he goes, as a prosecutor and a former criminal defense attorney, by reading the affidavit that was put forward, he says it's one of the most unprofessional things I've ever read in my entire life.
Well, and the state of Florida was under a ton of pressure to make sure that they did this and did this quickly, and had they had to do it with enough of a charge to make it matter, and that's what they came up with.
Yeah.
So, like you said, I don't know any of the evidence because we're not privy to that either. But I was concerned about that from the get-go, and just trying to think of when you do justice, you have to do it according to the rules.
Right.
You can't just, well, because there are people that'll get upset if Zimmerman isn't charged with X, Y, or Z, and I'm afraid, you know, like Dershowitz or Barr, that might be the case.
Okay.
You go ahead.
Well, okay, so when you're talking about unprofessional, well, what was so unprofessional about the affidavit? And he says that it presumes everything that the victim, in this case, Trayvon Martin, did was for the right reason, while blindly accepting the opposite with regard to conclusion about Zimmerman, such as the fact that he profiled Martin. And goes on to say that that's hardly the sort of factual basis most judges would accept before issuing a search warrant or an arrest warrant.
Here's talk host Matt Patrick talking to Texas State Senator Royce West about a bill he's proposing in Texas to change the law, which is similar to Florida's Stand Your Ground law.
You're going to propose a bill early next year that would water down the Castle Doctrine that we have currently in the state of Texas. And my understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of this has to do with the Trayvon Martin case in Florida. So my first question to you would be, what difference does it make what happens in Florida as it relates to the state of Texas?
Well, I mean, just like anything, it's first of all, good morning. First of all, when we begin to look at laws, not only in the state of Texas, but across this country, a lot of laws that we implement here in the state of Texas may very well be in reaction to other things that happen across the country.
But, Senator, I mean, and let's be honest, if a house burns down in California, that doesn't mean that we're going to stop building homes here in the state of Texas. And with your bill, the way it reads right now, you're going to take away or suspend the CHL of the person that that is involved in the shooting. You're going to take away the gun of the person that's involved in the shooting. Sounds to me like they're guilty until proven.
Matt, first of all, what you have to realize is that you're not given the full context of what it does. What happens right now, if you have a deadly shooting, say by a police officer, the weapon is taken and examined, the case is sent to a grand jury, and a grand jury ultimately makes a determination as to whether or not it's a justified homicide. I'm basically saying that same process should take place as it relates to civilians. When you have deadly force utilized, you send the case, you let the police office, let the police department do the investigation,
right.
Send it to the DA's office, send it to the grand jury to determine whether that's justified homicide.
Well, they do that now, though. I mean, the DA would take a look at it at any shooting case.
And the question is whether or not it should be just be policy, but it should be a matter of law that that happens.
Up next, we move to severe weather situations and circumstances. That is, tornadoes having hit the Midwest over the weekend. We'll review that here on the Talk Radio Review in a moment.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter, sitting passively by. And accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So the talk world seems to be talking about the Midwest weather, the severe storms, tornadoes, that sort of thing over the weekend. Here, radio host Duran Martinez and Joanne Paul talk to meteorologist Tim Nestor about the severe weather in the last couple of days and how much more we may have.
We are approaching rapidly, and we have already seen some rather hostile weather, but as we approach the springtime, we are going now into tornado season, and we want to know what are some of the things we need to look for aside from the obvious visible signs.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, visible signs are there's funnel cloud coming down to the ground. This over the past weekend, you know, we saw a lot of reports as many as 150 tornadoes had touched down in parts of Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, into Oklahoma, into parts of Texas. They even had a couple that crested over into Illinois. Now, they didn't do a tremendous amount of damage, or not what we're used to seeing tornadoes do. But it was still a very, very frightening storm system. The governor of Oklahoma and the governor of Texas actually had alerted their residents to be prepared for potential disasters. And we're talking Friday afternoon. So this was essentially a 72-hour storm warning in those areas. So it was a pretty big deal. Luckily for us, the remnants of what those storm systems were when they crossed over into Michigan last night, it just had a little thunder, just had a little lightning, not a real big deal, but definitely the potential exists out there for severe weather, especially as we see warmer temperatures start to pop in earlier in the year as what we have over the last couple of years.
Tim, in this recent storm system, how close did we come in Michigan to being involved in all that?
We were still about, I suppose in layman's terms, about a state away. Everything started really dying down once it got into Illinois and Wisconsin. We just didn't have enough instability in our atmosphere to really be threatened with that. Now, there is, of course, always when that system moves in, a chance for severe weather. But for the most part, we had lost everything over the, you know, Lake Michigan being off to the west helps deflate a lot of the storm systems that go through, especially this time of year because the lake water is still so very cold that it's really hard for instability to build in on a mass basis right now.
Talk host Steve McIntosh and Ted Woodward talking to meteorologist Ben Pringle about this past weekend storms, which saw nearly 100 tornadoes just in the state of Kansas.
Nearly 100 tornadoes swarmed Kansas on Saturday. That's more tornadoes in one day than Kansas has in the average year. Cleanup efforts continue today. Officials have determined it was an EF3 tornado that came through southeast Wichita and the Oaklawn area on Saturday night. That storm causing $280 million in damage, and EF3 is classified as a severe tornado, tearing off roofs and walls with winds of up to 165 miles per hour. The good news is there were no deaths nor critical injuries even in Sedgwick County. Lots of property damage, but the human toll was pretty light. No deaths, no critical injuries. Let's head out to the Cakeland Weatherplex and check in live with meteorologist Ben Pringle. Good morning, Ben.
And, wow, hard to believe with the severity of those thunderstorms that there was not any more in the way of deaths or injuries. Of course, around the state of Kansas, obviously, we did have a couple of deaths south of the border. And that was actually the same cell that did move through south Wichita and through parts of south central Kansas. So an incredible day Saturday. Of course, winds still with us yesterday, but the weather calmed down nicely across the state. Sunday, we've continued to have northwest breezes through the night. It's got us kind of a chilly start to this morning here in the south central part of the state, mid to upper 40s right now, but it does look like a pleasant day headed our way. Skies mostly sunny, going to have a diminishing northwest wind. We'll climb to around 66 for a high today. Some increasing clouds late this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy overnight. We'll drop to around 46 for a low. Tuesday starting out with some clouds, ending up with sunshine once again. Southwest winds picking up through the day as well, and warmer temperatures too. Tuesday's high around 73 degrees. Right now in the Wichita area, we're clear at 46 degrees with a northwest wind. Looks like a nice warming trend taking us through the first half of this week.
Well, Ben, things pretty much shaped up Saturday like you thought they would, didn't it?
Yeah, only it started a little worse. I mean, it started a little earlier in the day and got a little worse than we thought it might. I was kind of hoping it wouldn't start until mid to late afternoon and confine itself to central Kansas only. But, of course, it started in the morning, started out west, and obviously went on all day and all night, finally wrapping up for the eastern half of Kansas during the wee hours Sunday morning. So certainly quite an event. Hopefully we won't see another one like that all spring long. But of course, we're only just beginning the severe weather season here in Kansas, so we got a couple of months to go before we're out of the woods.
Some pretty hot stuff, information-wise, on the countdown board at DougSteffen.com.